Business News Now with Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Gavin. Almost €17.9 billion worth of contactless payments were made last year, the highest ever recorded. That's according to new figures from Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. They show that the value of payments increased by over 31% on the previous year. We're joined in studio by Gillian Byrne, Head of Payments at BPFI. You're very welcome.
Thanks a million, Jill.
This shift away from cash is gathering pace. What percentage of overall payments are now by card, Gillian?
I think if we look at the contactless volumes, as you said, they're 17.9% billion, or 17.9 billion of these transactions in 2022. That's actually, there were actually 3 million transactions, contactless transactions, tap-to-pay transactions at the end of the last quarter. And so customers are using contactless payments and they're increasing their usage of it. And in terms of cash, although we don't capture or monitor the cash volumes, we most certainly do are aware of the central bank and the European Central Bank data showing that cash in 2022 has decreased in terms of their ATM withdrawals by roughly 32%. So I suppose we can see contactless digital online payments on the increase. Cash is certainly on the decrease and probably has levelled out. Now, that's not to say we're going to be coming to a cashless society anytime soon. Consumers certainly like choice. There are a lot of consumers who rely on cash in society, but most certainly the preference for digital payments remains.
Okay, and 1.1 billion contactless payments were made last year. How many of those payments were made on devices like phones and watches opposed to card payments?
Although our data doesn't show the breakdown of the method of contactless payments, it's fair to say as a result of COVID, there's been a massive increase in digitisation in general. And there's been a massive change in customers' preference for more convenient, frictionless, simple and fast payment methods, as well as, of course, being safe. So I'd imagine it would be unsurprising if customers were using, there was a higher percentage of customers using wearable devices such as phone and watches to tap as they pay.
OK, and how secure are contactless payments? Has there been a rise in scams?
There hasn't been a rise in scams. I suppose contactless payments in general, because you're not exposing your PIN or you're not inputting your details, would probably be considered more secure. And I know that our head of financial crime, Niamh Davenport, has been discussing the rise of fraud, you know, in general. And traditionally and more recently, it is more focused on the card not present, so the online transactions where card details have been compromised and they're then being used online. So customers, always the message is to remain vigilant. We actually run a very successful fraud smart awareness campaign. So if you visit www.fraudsmart.ie, customers will be able to get great details on fraud.
Okay, if we look at checks then, is this payment method continuing to drop, or how many checks were made last year?
There's definitely a continued downward trajectory on the volume of checks. Last year, we saw the lowest two quarters ever in terms of volumes of checks at 4.5 million checks in both of those quarters. So most certainly consumers and businesses are moving to more efficient payment types. I definitely see there'll be an onward decline of the check volumes.
And how does Ireland compare to other countries then when it comes to this rise in contactless payments and digital transactions?
I think from an Irish perspective, we are most certainly, from contactless payments and online payments, we would be have one of the fastest adoption rates in Europe. So certainly positive there.
Okay, and very briefly, Banking and Payments Federation Ireland is holding its first national payments conference in Dublin today. Who will attend that and what will you be discussing?
Very excited, sellout conference, our first payment conference. It'll be opened by EU Commissioner for Financial Stability, Financial Services and Capital Markets, Mairead McGuinness. And it'll be attended by over 200 delegates in the payments profession. We'll have distinguished speakers from banking, payments, fintech, and very excited about the day ahead.
Okay, Gillian Byrne, Head of Payments at Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Thanks for joining us.